Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Wednesday, the 2nd of October, coming up. No new hospital for Canterbury, despite Boris Johnson's promise.
It's just as I suspected. He doesn't really know anything about our area, or in fact, in this case, what he was talking about.
Disappointment for Adam Jamili at World Athletics Championships.
I had it in my hands and I let it slip. I ran such a good bend and just tightened up at the end, just had nothing left, and yeah, that was my medal that I just threw away there. I'm really gutted.
And children urged to take up sports similar to football.
Futsal is like a religion, brings everyone together, no matter gender, no matter religion, doesn't matter nothing. It matters that everyone is there to have fun.
Kent Online News.
Boris Johnson's coming in for criticism today after the Department of Health confirmed there are no immediate plans for a new hospital in Canterbury, despite the Prime Minister saying one would be built there. His surprise announcement at the Conservative Party conference led to confusion yesterday. The government's now confirmed Canterbury is not on a list of 40 new hospitals planned for the country. Rosie Duffield is the city's MP.
So I've just heard the announcement from Number 10 and the Prime Minister's office that in fact there is no new super hospital planned for Canterbury, as he announced, I think rather prematurely, at the Conservative Party conference at a fringe event. It's just as I suspected. He doesn't really know anything about our area, or in fact in this case what he was talking about, and just opened his mouth without particularly thinking through the consequences. Unfortunately for those of us in East Kent and my constituents around Canterbury, Whitstable and the villages, this is very serious. We've been campaigning for proper, fully funded hospitals for several years now, and it is really quite irresponsible to be providing false hope to the people that are desperate for a solution to our healthcare crisis in East Kent.
Labour's Shadow Health Secretary Jonathan Ashworth also tweeted, describing the announcement as a shambles.
Kent Online reports.
Elsewhere today, a jury's been told the car belonging to the former partner of a mum of five from Kent disappeared for 2 hours on the night she went missing. Sarah Wellgreen was last seen at her home in New Ash Green almost a year ago. Despite extensive searches by volunteers and police, she still hasn't been found. 39-year-old Ben Lacomba is on trial accused of murder. KMTV's Phil Wellbrook has been following the case.
There's some very interesting developments. So in an opening statement, prosecutor Alison Morgan put forward some evidence that actually refutes Lacomba's claim that he was in bed all night. That was what he was putting forward in court previously. Now, between October 9th and 10th, and he basically explained that CCTV suggested he'd left the house in the early hours and drove south to an unknown location. The prosecution claimed to dispose of her body. And just a bit of background, she was the mother of five children. She'd just secured a new job and was leading a happy life that she was looking forward to. But that night she was not abducted and murdered by a stranger. She did not leave her home voluntarily, she also has never to return. That's all what Alison Morgan has been saying. But the prosecution also highlighted evidence surrounding CCTV at the home, which Lacomba and Sarah both shared. And apparently this new job, she was looking forward to being able to buy out half of this home so that she could own it fully. So Sarah basically disappeared in the Bayswater area of New Ash Green on October the 9th last year. And cab driver Ben Lacomba, the father of three of her children, is currently still being accused of murdering her. And the jury heard of some of the last messages sent by Sarah, who was 46 when she vanished. And just some of those are sent to a friend at 10 p.m. on the night she went missing. Read, there's always something to look forward to. You just need to open your eyes for a bit more and dream. That text and other messages from that night were amongst the evidence put forward by prosecutors, who claimed that she was looking forward to the future. The trial currently continues at the moment, and he is denying those charges.
Kent Online News.
A man's been jailed after police discovered around £850,000 of illegally earned cash in a van at the Channel Tunnel. Officers found the bundles of money hidden inside a secret compartment in a Ford Fiesta at the Folkestone terminal in January. The 27-year-old from West Yorkshire admitted money laundering and has been locked up for 6 years. A Herne Bay woman says she's hoping to raise £20,000 for surgery, which could stop her suffering from chronic pain. 22-year-old Hannah Wood says she suffered from stabbing pain in her groin, back, ribs and right leg since having her appendix out 10 years ago. She can now only get round on an electric wheelchair, but is hoping to have an operation to fit an electrical device on her spine. A bus company is investigating after a group of schoolchildren ended up stranded landed in Gravesend when a driver took a wrong turn. The Arriva 489 service was taking the pupils on the 25-minute journey from New Ash Green to Longfield Academy when it turned left on Main Road instead of right. The school arranged for the children to be collected and they eventually arrived an hour late. The bus firm has apologised. Plans have been unveiled for a new spa and outdoor swimming pool at a hotel on the Kent coast. Bosses at the Hythe Imperial want to build a modern extension on the side of the building, which will also include a gym, jacuzzi, treatment rooms and a private lounge. You can see an artist's impression of what it might look like in our story online.
Kent Online Sport.
There was heartbreak for Dartford's Adam Jamili last night as he narrowly missed out on a medal at the World Athletics Championships. The 25-year-old finished fourth in the 200 metres final and was very disappointed after the race.
I left it all on there and I'm gutted. I had it in my hands and I let it slip. I ran such a good bend and just tightened up at the end, just had nothing left. And yeah, that was my medal that I just threw away there. I'm really gutted and it's a hard one to swallow, this one, because it was there for the taking. I'm a lot better than that. I should have run a lot faster than that. 20-0, not even running sub 20. I'm in shape to have run a lot faster than that and to not execute when it matters. Disappointed. I put together some good series of races and it's been a lot of running. First time doubling up at a championships and it takes its toll mentally and physically, and to come out here and choke like that was, yeah, I should have run a lot faster than that. I'm in a lot better shape to do that and I just feel, yeah, I've let a lot of people down who have put a lot of faith in me, so yeah. The guys came up on my shoulder and instead of just staying relaxed like the other guys did and I don't need to put any more effort in. The speed is already there. I just need to bounce and maintain, and I just didn't do that. And I let it slip through my fingers. And like I said, the bend, I know when I hit a good bend, I can come off the bend in front of most people in the world. And maybe that's where maybe I need to conserve a little bit more energy next time, that I don't have to gas the bend to come off in the mix. And then I'll have a lot more energy for the straight. But I just had to run as fast as I could. And yeah, it wasn't to be today. It wasn't to be. I'll take it tonight to reset and come back and get with the team tomorrow. And trust me, I'll be a different animal when I'm running with the relay arm. I'm going to come back for redemption and we're pushing for that gold and to defend our title, because I don't want to be feeling like this whenever we run the relay. I think it's Saturday, the final. Well, we've got to make the final first, but once we get in the final, yeah, we can be pushing for the gold. We've shown that in 2017. We don't have to be the four fastest guys on the day to be challenged for that gold, and we're certainly a lot better team now. So no, we're going to be a dangerous team and one to watch. Doesn't matter how fast you run in on the day, champs running is so different. And yeah, next year I'll come out and I'll be a different beast, because I'm fed up of feeling like this. It's just the worst feeling in the world. And like I said, I'll be a different animal then, and there'll be a redemption run there for me in Tokyo.
And finally today, the FA's launched its new National Futsal Series at Medway Park. The sport is similar to five-a-side football. Kent Futsal United head coach Rui Costa has been telling Nicola all about it on KMTV.
Futsal is similar to soccer. Football is played indoor in a surface hard with a harder ball. The ball doesn't bounce. Where players have more touches on the ball, even for youth system, I think is a new thing which comes now to England more often. Kids starting to play, they have more touches on the ball, they improve a lot the technique, which most of the countries in Europe, like Spain, Portugal, Argentina, in South America, Uruguay, and started in Uruguay in 1933. So that when started the futsal.
So it's actually been around for a very long time, but perhaps not many people here have heard about it just yet. How similar or how different is it to five-a-side, which is perhaps what we have heard of a bit more?
OK, I think more technical, more mobility, more movement, all the movements, we call it patterns in the technical name, that players start playing into a system where they have to read the game. It's not just play the ball or kick the ball. There's a lot of movements which ones we try to train and work, but it's something new where at the moment the FA changed and we are in a new system of the league. It's more professional now. Some teams are very strong. We have one of the teams plays Champions League futsal in Europe as well. They're doing well. And we are trying to be better.
Fantastic. So how good is it then to have a club in Kent now starting to compete?
I think it's amazing. I believe futsal is like a religion, brings everyone together, no matter gender, no matter religion, doesn't matter nothing. It matters that Everyone is there to have fun, play, enjoy, even for kids, is amazing.
And you mentioned to me earlier as well about a youth league that you're going to be starting up. So you really want to get some young players involved as well.
Yes, we're setting up a Kent Youth Futsal League. We sponsor the league. We have the help from the Kent FA as well, with the referees and the officer from Kent FA, which the name is a person very important, is helping us to develop.
Fantastic. So presumably those youngsters coming into the game will then move up into the senior side as well.
For sure, we need players. We are short of players at the moment. We are competing in the National League, First Division and Second Division. Also, we have a women's side. They're doing very well. We've been second on the league last season. We have one player which plays for England, a national team as well. And most of opportunities coming from futsal at the moment. A lot of players are representing England, new players, new styles. Been amazing.
Fantastic. So if I wanted to take up futsal then, now you've said there's a women's team, what do I need to do?
So tonight, come tonight and train with us and enjoy. We train at the moment in the Leighton Orient. And then we play over here at the moment, but we're starting to set up in Kent. It's going very well.
And as you say, it looks very skillful as well. So.
Very skillful. Also, the kids learn how to touch the ball. It's not about kicking. It's about pass, move, quick decisions. A lot of things. We've called it the four corners for the coaches who are watching us today, which is the technical, the physical, the psychological and the social.
That's
and
fantastic.
All of them are involved on futsal.
That's it for now. But for more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.